easily predictable consequence of the start of the Iran war in the first place. Now, there is some good news here. We can look to the people who are orchestrating this in order to benefit from it. That is the banking class, which is sort of the font of all evil in this country. JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs are increasingly betting that the Strait of Hormuz reopens by June. So that's good. An assumption now acting as the central pillar holding global oil markets together, according to reporting highlighted by HFI Research. JP Morgan's base case anchors reopening around June 1st, while Goldman Sachs projects a gradual reopening finishing by late June. Under that scenario, Goldman sees Brent crude stabilizing before falling towards $90 per barrel by year's end. So far, the global economy has avoided a full-scale energy shock, largely because of two temporary buffers masking the severity of the disruption. Seaborne oil exports surged by roughly 3.8 million barrels per day year over year over the past month. China simultaneously slashed seaborne oil imports by 5.5 million barrels per day, apparently drawing down inventories instead of competing for supplies on global markets. According to HFI Research, these two shifts alone absorbed roughly $9.3 million of the 12.3 million barrels per day lost from the Middle Eastern flows due to the Hormuz disruption. Banks also point to unusually high pre-war inventories and shifts towards alternative energy sources as additional shock absorbers. So they do apparently intend for this to come to a close in June, which would be good news. I would ask, why not earlier? Why not earlier? Why let it continue for so long when everybody with any knowledge of the situation says that any hope of reclaiming victory of any sort from the jaws of defeat is basically impossible, impossible by this point, and we will simply be prolonging the suffering unnecessarily, achieving nothing, and yet causing possibly insurmountable shortages of certain necessary components of the farming process. But that's what they want, isn't it? So once again, it's just like the solution is obvious, but they won't do it because they don't want to, because they have other plans, actually. I already went to old Lindsey Graham here. But this story, of course, is a major one today. Southern California mayor steps down after being charged for acting as a Chinese agent. And get this, spreading pro-China propaganda. Can you imagine? Can you imagine such a thing? An American politician being in coordination and conversation with a foreign state about messaging and propaganda, sharing that state's intended, you know, messaging and worldview and propaganda effort to the American people. Can you imagine such a thing? Thank God they caught the only person in the country doing this. Yet again, I can't help but think like, all right, does this have something to do with the trip to China? Seems like it might. Eileen Wang, the mayor of Arcadia, California, a town just outside Los Angeles, stepped down from her position on Monday after pleading guilty to being an agent of the Chinese government. Wang was first charged in April, where she was accused of complying with direct orders from the Chinese government, such as sharing articles favorable to Beijing without registering as a U.S. foreign agent. What? I can't believe it. An American politician sharing articles that she's encouraged to share from a foreign government. I've never heard of such a thing here in America. I think you know where I'm going with this. I don't think it's hard to figure out what I think about this story. Am I glad that Chinese agent Wang has been discovered and taken out of action? Of course I am. Of course I am. Is it because China is the country in particular? No, absolutely not. I think anybody sharing any sort of content on behalf of or at the behest of a foreign state should be charged with treason. Absolutely. I think that should include Israel, which would require every single person in our government possibly to be arrested. So that might be a bit much to ask, but I think we could do it, and I think it would be in our country's interest to do it. So, you know, I have to sort of think to myself, like, is this Israeli derangement syndrome? Is this great? Here I am reading a story about a Chinese agent who's a mayor, and yet my thoughts go first to Israel. But is it not exactly what I said at the beginning of this episode? And I said a lot of people seem to treat Israel as if it just is America, and that it would never occur to anybody in a position of power that this exact thing happens every single day with American politicians taking orders directly from the Israeli government, sharing content directly from the Israeli government, taking money from the Israeli government, not registering as a foreign agent, and yet pushing their agenda. Is that not a constant? And does that not matter? Why? Because there are allies? Says who? And by what definition? And is that the law? Oh, because we have a military alignment with these people, you can then act as an unpaid agent for their nation, in our nation, in a position of power as a political representative? I just have trouble taking any of this seriously. I have trouble celebrating this when it seems as though the crime she's accused of is the open and avowed practice of Israelis in our government. Sorry, I don't really care that much about this. Now, the funny thing is, people posted a picture of the rest of the government of the city of Arcadia. I think they all might be Chinese agents. I can't say why. I just have a feeling that they all might be agents of China to one degree or another. But that's just me. They're all Asian. They're all Chinese is what I'm saying. I think that should be obvious. Meanwhile, we have just time to get to a few of these clips. The World Jewish Congress both exist, what, and met recently, and we've got some clips from it. Again, hard to not see this as sort of confirmation of everything the anti-Semites say. The mere existence of a World Jewish Congress seems to hint that the Jewish people see themselves as a separate and distinct nation state with interests to be coordinated and acted upon outside of the well-being or good nature of the countries in which they live. World Jewish President Ron Lauder describes how he influences world leaders, saying, "The fact I'm American and I'm talking on behalf of America and our president gives me power. It gives me power to cloak myself in the flag while actually representing my own interests. I can walk into any government's office all over the world, and behind me comes the power of the American people. Not that I am a part of them and like them or do anything for them, but I will use their power on my own behalf." Now, everybody should know by this point, Ron Lauder, heir to the Estee Lauder fortune. He's a multi-billionaire. He's a disgusting, despicable old skeleton man who shouldn't even be in our country. Let's go to clip six here. Ron Lauder, president of the World Jewish Congress, King Jew. Here he is. Let's watch.
"Since October 7th, all Jewish organizations in the United States together have spent upwards of $600 million.
Woo!
Find this avalanche of anti-Semitism. I have one question. Has it helped?
No, it hasn't.
Has all this money stopped? Even slowed down the hatred against us?
No, you keep killing Palestinians, so.
The answer is no.
Correct.
All the efforts from TV commercials to full-page ads and newspapers, conferences, all the attempts to tell the world the facts
lies
have accomplished very little. That's because anti-Semites already have access to all the facts. And they're not interested in the facts or truth.
Oh, right.
They have their own psychotic narrative that blames Jews for everything under the sun.
Wow, great point.
The Gaza war, the Jews started it.
Yes,
they did. High cost of gas, the Jews.
COVID, well, the Iran war.
Developed in the Jewish laboratory. Global warming is the Jews.
Wow.
You are wasting your breath to reason with them. You cannot educate an anti-Semite. Case in point, since the Gaza war ended, the demonstrations haven't gone away. They've only grown more violent.
Because
only
the
now,
war's not over. You know, this is what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, they use words like facts and truth, and then they'll accidentally like reveal it. They're like, it doesn't help because the anti-Semites already have all the facts. I mean, not facts. I mean, they don't care about facts. We have the facts. The facts are the Gaza war is over. They should shut up now. ignore the fact that we're continuing to bomb Gaza. Ignore the fact that we're continuing to do the Gaza agenda in Lebanon and we brag about it. They're supposed to shut up now because we paid money. Really goes to show you. All the money in the world, all the connections in the world, all the billionaires with the... You know, Ron Lauder's son-in-law just got confirmed as a governor of the United States Federal Reserve and is slated and has been put forward by Trump to be the president of the United States Federal Reserve. So, you know, we're not talking about soft power here. We're talking about real, legitimate power. And they have all of it and they have all the money. And they are still losing relentlessly because all the money in the world doesn't hold a candle to the truth. And we have the truth on our side. So keep spending money, idiot. It's not working.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at theAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, The Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, AlexJonesLive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at AlexJonesApp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the info war.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.